Roberts. Coronavirus cases hit new records in the United States as swaths of Italy returned to lockdown Friday, with the resurgent pandemic continuing its march through Europe. The U.S. recorded a third day in a row with deaths above 1,000, while more than 120,000 infections were reported, smashing a daily record set the day before, according to a tally by Johns Hopkins University. In Europe, the World Health Organization's regional director said COVID-19 was surging on the continent, putting it above Latin America and the Caribbean in infections. Greece is under a new nationwide coronavirus lockdown in hopes of stemming a rising tide of patients before its hospitals come under unbearable pressure. Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis said he acted before infection rates reached the level seen in many neighboring countries because, after years of financial crisis that have damaged its health system, it couldn't afford to wait as long to impose restrictions as others had. Before the outbreak, Greece had one of the lowest rates of intensive care beds per capita in Europe. It has since doubled the number. The United States is urging the head of the World Health Organization to invite Taiwan to attend the UN Health Agency's annual assembly next week, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Washington's appeal to the WHO comes after the Trump administration over the summer took action toward pulling the US out of the UN Health Agency next year. The effort on Taiwan, which is not a UN member state, comes after officials pointed to its resounding success against COVID-19. China has effectively blocked Taiwan from attending the World Health Assembly in recent years since the election of a new president whose pro-independence administration has run afoul of Beijing, which considers Taiwan a part of China. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Vote counting continues in the United States Friday as Democratic Party candidate Joe Biden has gained razor-thin leads over Republican President Donald Trump in Georgia and Pennsylvania. The Trump campaign continues to dispute the results, however, saying in a statement Friday, quote, "This election is not over," end quote, and claiming the president will ultimately win after expected recounts in close state races. President Trump's campaign has also filed legal challenges over unsubstantiated allegations of vote fraud and irregularities. In another election, tensions appear to be running high as Bolivia's president-elect Luis Arce prepares for his inauguration Sunday. AFP, the French news agency, reports conservative opponents of Arce launched a two-day strike in Bolivia's largest city, Santa Cruz de la Sierra, Thursday, protesting alleged electoral fraud. The apparent attempt to create discord is shared by the outgoing administration, which challenged Arce's guest list for the inauguration. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is expected to attend, although outgoing President Jeanine Añez initially said Maduro would not be invited, but an invitation was reportedly extended to opposition leader Juan Guaido because he is recognized as Venezuela's leader. It's unclear if Guaido will attend the ceremony, but former President Evo Morales is expected to return to Bolivia a day after the inauguration, after a judge revoked an arrest warrant issued last year for him on accusations of sedition and terrorism. European Union Chief Ursula von der Leyen and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson are to speak by telephone Saturday, her spokesperson said, as post-Brexit talks butted up persistently against major differences. European Commission spokesperson Eric Mamer tweeted an update to von der Leyen's calendar saying, quote, "Saturday, 7 November afternoon, phone call with UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson on the state of play of the EU-UK negotiations," end quote. This weekend, Tokyo hosts an international gymnastics competition described as a litmus test of its ability to hold sports events during the pandemic, less than a year before the virus delayed Olympics. The friendly tournament Sunday will feature teams from Japan, the United States, Russia, and China, and is the first international sporting event in the Japanese capital since Tokyo 2020 was postponed in March. Sports officials at home and abroad will watch closely, especially after a false positive coronavirus test for Japan's top Olympic star rattled nerves in the run-up to the event. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Music and more.
Music and more.
Music and more.
VOA.